What's up, guys and dolls? Welcome back to the Good, the Bad and the Stupid. It's Friday, the 21st of August. Hope you've got the Friday feeling. I have. I'm going out. I've got to go and I've been invited to a taste test of a Caribbean restaurant that's been trialled. No, they're starting the Caribbean restaurant and they're doing the tasting tonight. And I'm going to get there an hour late. I'm already late for it. So I'm going to get there and all the food's going to be gone. But once again, I've put you first. I hope you appreciate it and tell all your friends about me because I'm going to go hungry tonight and I'm going to get there and see all the big fat faces with all the big fat bellies, all with the big empty plates. And they're all going to go, oh, where you been, Wayne? Oh, there might be something. Have that half-eaten dumpling. That's what's left. But I'll be like, no, but it's all right. You know why? Because I've got a podcast to do, and even though it's unprofessional, I like to be professional. I like to be the unprofessional professional. You know, it might be shit, but I do it, and that's what counts. Anyway, let's crack on to. I haven't got a lot to tell you anyway. So once I mean, I've said all that, but as soon as I get out of here and get my shoes on, I'm going to be running down that road. I don't want a half-eaten donut or whatever it is, half-eaten dumpling. I want the fucking works, but. It's too late. Anyway, let's move on to. There's a blue plaque being put up in Weston-super-Mare after Dwight. It's like in England, you get the plaques put up where somebody have stayed the night, and that's like a tourist attraction then because it's like a blue plaque on the wall next to, you know, if it's a B&B, they can say, oh, so and so. Or if somebody lived there as well, you know, you might have somewhere where Mark. Fucking Charles Darwin stayed or some shit like that. I don't know where the fuck. There's loads of places where you see these blue plaques all over the place. John Lennon's house, all this stuff. But they've put one up where US President Dwight Eisenhower stayed in a caravan for the night. So Eisenhower was over here and he stayed in Weston-super-Mare in a caravan. That's the shittiest holiday, one of the shittiest holidays in England. Shittiest, but best as well because it's like a typical English holiday. It's like, it's got England all over it, you know. It's like the hanky on the head, the ham sandwiches, the picnic down the beach, in your caravan, with all the wallpapers, 1970s wallpaper in the caravan. That's what it would have been in them, well, 1950s in those days, or more, 40s. But the caravans were the English holiday, before anybody could afford to fly. So it's shit and it's like nostalgic. Americans would love it. I bet Eisenhower was like that. This is fucking brilliant. Forget California. Forget fucking barrel waves and surfing and all the beach boys and all that. Even though the beach boys weren't even there then. But you get the idea. Forget all that. Forget fucking, you know, swing music and whatever. I'm in Butlins. I'm in a caravan in Weston-super-Mare. It's the coldest place, the coldest holiday I've ever been on. It's pissing down outside. The caravan's leaking. The wallpaper's falling off. The food's shit. The coffee's shit. Perfect. It's completely the opposite of what I'm used to. And that's, to me, what makes a good holiday. Anyway, I don't go away to have a creature comforts. I don't like fucking one of these British people that go. Some people go to Spain and they want all that in Spain. Well, they don't want the weather. They want the fucking hot weather. They want the Spanish weather. But they want all that. But in Spain. They want the fucking, you know, the shit English food, the shit TV, the shit beer, the shit company, the shit fucking shit ideology for a lot of them. The old, like, you know, immigrants, anti-immigrants, UKIP type mentality. Not everybody. But I'm thinking about them ones who live in Spain who go, yeah, it'll be Brexit, get all the immigrants out of England when they're living in Spain, and then they have to fuck off out of Spain and they're all pissed off. Anyway, so Dwight Eisenhower is coming to experience a proper British holiday. I think he was only in there one night. How long was he in there for? He stayed in the caravan because he could have stayed in a hotel, but because all the troops were camping, he stayed in the caravan. So, you know, he still kept his higher status. He didn't camp in a tent with the troops. But he said, like, I'm going to almost camp with my troops. I'm not going to stay in a hotel. I want to be near my troops at the very least. So can you pull my caravan, even though it's fucking 10 times better accommodation than what they are in the tents, to pull me next to the troops somewhere? So, yeah, it's a nice... So if you want to go see that, there's a blue plaque. It's up on a wall on the... Where is it? Water Tower wall next to where he slept in Western Woods. Anyway, Euro Millions is on tonight. 99 million. 99 million problems if you win it as well. But good problems. Better than 99 million shit problems because you've got no money. 99 million. I mean, winning that amount of money is going to bring you nothing but problems. With family and friends, I mean, fucking spending money, you're going to have the time of your life. But you're going to have to fucking pay for people. And that's just going to wear thin. It's going to wear thin on them. On you, as in, like, they're going to go, who the fuck do you think he is with all his money all of a sudden? At first, the first week would be amazing. 3 weeks in, they'll be like that. Fuck, I'm getting pissed off with him offering to pay for everything. I want to fucking support myself. No, I can't go on any flash holidays. I'm going to stay in a caravan in Western-Supermare. I heard General Eisenhower did it once. But anyway, Euro Millions, I've done it actually because I saw that. And you're going to be, it says here, you're going to be richer than Daniel Radcliffe. Out of Harry Potter, if you win the millions. That's how much money he's got. He's only done Harry Potter. Yeah, well, he's done a couple of other things now, but really, he got his money from Harry Potter. £99 million will make you richer than Harry Potter, who's worth £94 million. Can you fucking believe that? I mean, Harry Potter's a good film for kids, but they're not, I mean, there's people who have done some of the best fucking acting, some of the best films I've ever seen. And then you got a pot to piss in. But then you do the Harry Potter film and you're fucking coming away with £99 million, £94 million. Emma Watson, has got £52 million. Why didn't I get a part in Harry Potter? I could have fucking been in that. I couldn't. But I mean, they did. I'm sure there was lots of people in the back, all the extras. Well, the extras wouldn't have got shit, would they? But it's mad because he was just, I don't know whether he was just plucked out of nowhere, wasn't he, really? He weren't like any mad acting skills at that age. He weren't. It's just by luck. And he just had the luck, maybe, and fucking £94 million later. So anyway, you could be up there with them if you want to fucking buy a ticket tonight. I'm not selling Euro tickets for fucking them. Your chances of winning are very, very slim. I'd give most of it away anyway. That's my fucking stance. I put a ticket on. I bought it. And if I win now, I've said it on the podcast, I'm going to give most of it away. Let's hope I don't win now, because I want to keep it all, really, if I win. Anyway, Italian food is favourite with 2/3 of us, but we're eating it the wrong way, according to Italy and Italians. Such as serving garlic bread with pasta, cheese on dishes, putting oil in pasta water, carbonara with cream, and cutting spaghetti are other non-traditional twists. Carbonara with cream and cutting spaghetti. One of the main reasons consumers love Italian cuisine is because of its versatility, so it's fantastic to see. But I'm sorry, but every time I'm in an Italian restaurant, that's the stuff that they serve. They serve garlic bread. I mean, I know the Brits want it. It's not, but they only want it because you've got it on the menu. If they didn't have it on the menu, you wouldn't fucking know, would you? So you can't blame English people. You've got to blame Italian people for that. They're serving garlic bread, they're serving cheesy dishes and putting oil in, I don't know about oil in the pasta. They're putting carbonara with cream, 100%. Cutting spaghetti, I don't do that, so bollocks to you. I'm sorry, this is an Italian versus English food fight now, because you serve us that and then we accept it. I know our food's not great, but I know that when I buy Italian food, I'll tell you what, there's a pizza place down here by me, and it's one of the best pizza places. And it's Italian. It's one of them ones that they put it in the oven, it's done in about 2 minutes. It just changes shape right in front of your eyes if you watch it. But all the one that I have is just tomato with garlic, tomato sauce, garlic, and oregano, I think it is, or basil. And it's one of the tastiest things I've ever had. I mean, that just sounds like tomatoes on toast. It sounds shit. But it's one of the tastiest things. I could say to somebody, that is going to blow you away. And they'll go, no, that's shit. That's just tomato sauce on bread. It's absolutely amazing. So they've got it. But they still serve garlic bread. So don't blame us Brits. Anyway, what am I going to say? A sea monster from 240 million years ago has been dug up with a giant lizard inside its belly. A giant lizard. So you got two monsters for the price of one. Because the giant lizard is inside its belly. So it's 15 foot. The 15 foot, I can't say, each thiosaur found in Guizhou province, China, has powerful jaws to rip up its prey. I love nature. I love finding this stuff. I'd like to be out there finding some treasure, but the next best thing is finding fucking bones of a massive monster. It's like, it's exciting, isn't it? or finding more Egyptian tombs, or finding more drawings on the walls with bigger dicks when they, so you can see the humour of the cavemen. I don't even know if they do that. I reckon they did. They were drawing things like that. I pulled something else about that. What is that? Sketches of animals carved on cave walls are the oldest art found in Britain. But there's got to be some kids who were cave kids. And they've got to... Because when I was a kid, when we were kids at school, as soon as you started to fucking think about dicks, and dicks became funny. First of all, they became funny. And you did drawing them on people's books. You draw them on somebody else's book. So cave kids would be going and drawing dicks next to the cave girls and making them laugh. 100%. Have we found any of them yet? Can we check, please? Can we check? Ring up the archaeology department. I'm asking my producer over there, who doesn't exist. He's just a ghost, so he's not going to do it for me. Dave. All right, Dave. I spoke to you for a while. If you haven't... don't know what I'm talking about. You'll have to check one of my videos on YouTube called Dave the Ghost. One of the mini videos on my channel. That's because these podcasts are recorded on video. You can watch them. So yeah, cave kids are drawing dicks, even if I say so myself. They don't say so here. That's just my opinion. A two-day swinger festival is going ahead, even though there's no sex allowed. What are they fucking thinking? That's like letting a fucking rave go on and saying there's no drugs allowed. That is not going to happen. So they've let it go on. The council, are they going to be there watching and like keeping, and everyone's going to be socially distanced? It's a sex party. Everyone's going to have to, like, you know, just wank at each other from 2 meters apart. That's what's going to happen. And it masturbates and like fucking do or get, or maybe like they'll have a fucking dildo on the end of a broomstick and something like that. Something where they can get around the social distancing. That's what I'll have to do. But sex, well, they've said sex is not allowed, but maybe they can bend the rules if it's that way. But yes, if you want to go to that, it's called Swingfest at a club in Hull. You're going to go there, spend a lot of money, and you're going to come away with nothing other than a big, massive hard-on, if you're a man. Or, I don't know, women, hard nipples, and women take it in their stride. Women will be like, fuck this, this is crap. I don't even want to see any of these hard-ons now. I doubt it. Some of the women there are fucking bang up for it. Them swingers parties don't exist without the women. But I always imagine there's some strange blokes there. I'd like to go and have a look. see what it's all about. I could just imagine, picture in my head is a grey-haired bloke with a big beard, with a bald head and a ponytail. Grey beard and a grey ponytail. And a big fat belly with his little, his fucking penis hidden beneath his belly. Anyway, let's move off that. I don't know why I'm fucking, my brain's thinking about this, what's it called, swingers party now? A motorist attracted some unwanted attention. I think this is going to be the last one. A motorist has attracted some unwanted attention when his £200,000 Lamborghini was seized by police after he revved its engine to annoy pedestrians. So he revved his engines to fucking get all cocky and give it the big one. And the police seized it off him. That's fucking hilarious. The unnamed driver also forced people to jump when he backfired. And he found out he had no insurance. How can you have a fucking £200,000 Lamborghini and not have any insurance on it? I mean, you're scrimping at the fucking, on the thing. I mean, you're not exactly, you know, incognito when you're in the traffic. You're drawing attention to yourself. If I was a policeman and I was looking in traffic and thinking, who shall I, like, run their details? I know, the fucking bright green or bright yellow Lamborghini there, the fucking knobhead with all the money. I ain't got all that kind of money and I've got to do the police job. So if he's got anything illegal, I'd love to catch him out. So they'd go for you 100% first time. You know, unless you're black. And then any kind of black person in the car apparently is trigger now for the police. Or they're getting pulled because MPs have been pulled over. I think there was a chief of police in America. He got pulled over as a black chief of police. Got pulled over by police and ran his details. Racial profiling. It's happening left, right and centre. So anyway, apart from that, a rich Lamborghini knobhead driver. He's only a knobhead because I can't afford one. I can if I win that fucking lottery tonight. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. And so if you got a Lamborghini and you want to fucking play the big Johnny Big Bollocks, make sure you get some insurance and then you can rev it and backfire it and fucking, you know, flash it to the girls as much as you like. Otherwise, the policeman's coming for you. Anyway, I'm going to see you later on, and we'll see you next week. And I'm going to go and have my half a dumpling. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. I'll see you again next week. I've said that twice. See you later. Bye.